We know from the Bible that Mary and Joseph had to go on a journey before baby Jesus was born. They had to get themselves to Bethlehem. And we imagine that was probably a pretty long and challenging journey. And we hope that Mary had a donkey to ride on, because otherwise we think she would have gotten pretty tired out. And some people like to tell stories about what they think might have happened along the way, and this is one of those stories. Mary and Joseph stopped at a well one afternoon to get water, and while they were at the well, they were discussing with each other, should we just plan to spend the night here, or should we keep walking and hope that we can make it to the next village before it's nighttime? Well, someone from the nearby village came to get water at the same well, and so they asked this person, do you think that we should just stay here, or do you think we can make it to the next village before nightfall? And she said, well, you might be able to make it, but it's a really high, rocky, kind of a dangerous road, and it's so isolated that there's thieves who live along the road. You might really be better off if you stayed here and waited till a bigger group forms and you could go on this section of the road together. But Mary was really eager to keep going. She had great confidence in her little donkey and confidence in God, and so she convinced Joseph that they should continue on to the next village. Well, wouldn't you know it, the beautiful sunny day pretty soon began to turn overcast, and then it got windy and eventually started to rain. It got really pretty cold and dark in a big hurry. And Mary started to get really cold. Joseph was walking behind the donkey because the donkey was really good at finding his way over the rocks. But he was worried to see how she was shivering. And then all of a sudden, the donkey veered off the path behind some boulders and came to a stop in front of a rickety hut. Look, Joseph, she said, here's a hut and there's a fire inside. There's people inside. And someone came out of the hut and took the donkey's reins and led it inside. And there were three men sitting around the fire. And Mary said, oh, good people, can we stop here and warm ourselves, please? We're so cold. And they looked at each other and didn't say a word. No one had ever called them good people before. Please, she said, we just need a little bit of shelter here and a chance to get dry. We're soaked through. And so the oldest of the men stood up and helped her get down off the donkey. And when Joseph came in, she said, Joseph, unpack our food. Everyone must be hungry. And she took the bread and said, dear God, please bless our bread. She broke it in chunks and gave some to the three guys around the fire and some to Joseph, and she ate some herself. And once again, the three guys looked really confused and embarrassed. It's been a long time since they had eaten bread that someone had blessed. And they were kind of looking at each other and thinking, how did these people find our hut? It's way hidden. It's way out of the way. This is so strange. But then they thought, well, that's kind of convenient, actually. If we're going to rob people, this way we don't even have to go out on the road and get wet in the rainstorm. They've come right to our door. So we'll be able to take what we want right here and right now. Mary was so eager to tell her new friends about the wonderful donkey that had led them to this safe shelter. And so she started to talk and she said, oh, you just can't believe how clever and brave and strong our donkey is. He never slips on these rough trails. He always, every day, seems to find a place for us to stay. And I think really today probably he was following an angel to lead us here to this hut where we could get warm and dry. And the three robbers thought, what kind of angel would lead this innocent couple here to the den of thieves? But the oldest of the robbers turned kind of pale, and he began to sweat a little bit. And he thought, you know, when I helped Mary get down off the donkey, I felt like the fire got brighter and the room got warmer, and everything just sort of shone. I just thought maybe it was the logs burning bright, but now I think maybe it actually was that warm, light-filled, angelic presence that she's talking about that caused me to notice. And here I've been sitting here plotting evil things against this couple. I better make sure that my companions leave these people in peace. Well, as Mary was still talking about her wonderful donkey, the sound of birds began to come chirping from the rafters. And she looked up and said, oh, Joseph, look, our birds have arrived. And then she started telling the three men how these birds had followed them from their home in Nazareth. Every day they'd been flying along, so in the morning their songs would awaken Mary and Joseph, and in the evening they would hear a little twittering, and they would know their friends, the birds, were still traveling with them. And they believed that it was because the birds were eager to be present when the baby was born. Well, the second robber, was enchanted as he looked up in the rafters. And before he even really knew what he was doing, he had gathered up some breadcrumbs and put them in his hand and stretched out his hand. And in a flash, a whole bunch of little sparrows were eating bread from out of his hand. And he thought to himself, when I was a boy, I loved to watch the birds and feed the birds. What am I doing living up here in this high, cold, barren, lonely place? I need to get out of here and go live where there's trees and birds and people. I need to make my living with my hands and be an honest man once more. Well, the third robber was getting really disgusted with his two companions. He said, look how they're being charmed by this strange woman. Well, if I have to do it all myself, then I will. In the middle of the night, I'll take this donkey and I'll take these bundles, and no doubt they contain something really valuable, and I'll be famous for the plunder I got in the mountains. People are going to call me the terror of the wild. Well, about that time, Mary got an idea, and she said, oh, I want to show you the most delightful thing. You know, the angels guide and guard us, and the birds follow us, not because Joseph and I are anything special, but it's because of this baby that's going to be born. And look, she said, getting down the bundles, and the third robber thought, oh, ho, ho, now I'm going to see the treasure. Well, she opened up their bundles and started holding up little baby shirts and little baby hats and little baby blankets and little baby shoes. She said, look at all this great stuff me and my friends have made for the baby. And that third robber was mortified. He thought, oh, what if I had stolen baby clothes? Everyone would laugh at me, so much for my reputation as the terror of the wild. And he said to Mary, you know, I've been sitting here imagining what things I was going to take from you. And now I realize I'm never going to get famous, and I'm never going to find respect by being a thief and a robber. I'm going to go home and make a fresh start in my life. And the middle robber, the one who liked the birds so much, said, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing. I'm getting out of here tomorrow. And the oldest one said, Mary, someday I want you to tell your child that because of him, three wicked men left the high and lonely isolated places, and they came back into the world of men and women, and they made a determination that they would lead helpful and honest lives. And Mary said, you know, what I'm going to tell my child someday is that on a rainy, cold, dark night, three good men took pity on two strangers and offered them kindness and hospitality and warmth. And so they passed a peaceful night, and the next morning each one went on their way with each other's blessing. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Find somebody's hand to hold if you can. Dear God, we thank you for your loving power, your power that heals people's hearts and makes things right. We ask that we might also be guided and guarded by the light of Christ. Amen.